just finish the meeting now. Okay, actually, today's shear is a good shear to have to start late for because the first detailed topic of Muktzeh Machnas Kisarin Kis, after our introduction, which begins Simen Shin Ches, is a topic which is small in terms of the amount of space it takes in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Poskim compared to other areas of Muktzeh, although the details are a little bit difficult and vague. But in terms of the amount of material that we have to plow through, there isn't that much. The Mishnah tells us, in regards to Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis, that's how the Rishonim spell out describe the Mishnah, Kufchav Gimel Amabez, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaKelim Nitalin, all kelim can be moved on Shabbos, chutz min ha-meser ha-gadol v'yaseid shel macharesha, except for a large knife and the peg of a plow. If one takes a look at Rashi, Rashi says that these have particular purposes. Meser ha-gadol, megera gedola, shasuya liktsos koros. It was used particularly to cut beams. V'yaseid shel macharesha, Rashi continues, Hu kli gadol ha'asui kisakin shabai osin charis shel tlem. It's used particularly to hoe. And then Rashi has an interesting term. Rashi says, Dahanich kapid alayu, we are makbid on those kelim, umiyachid lahem makom, and there is yichud makom, delo chazilim loch acheres. It doesn't have any other purpose. So on the most basic conceptual level, this fits into what we spoke about last time, with the beautiful Chaye Adam, who says that everything is connected to Vehechinu Eis Asher Yaviu. It might just be an Asmachta, but the concept of Muktzeh is that something that you don't normally use on Shabbos. So you have a category of Muktzeh Machmas Gufo, you have something that's used L'Isser, and here we have a Kli, in contrast to Muktzeh Machmas Gufo, which is not a Kli. This is something which is a Kli, but it's Lo Chazun Lo Chacheres, so you're not going to designate it for Shabbos. It's not in the terms that we saw in Rashi on Mem Hei Amid Aleph. It's not ra'ui for any type of malacha on Shabbos. And that's this category of Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis. So in Shulchan Aruch, we have that fleshed out in Simen Shin Ches Sif Aleph. Kol HaKelim Nitalim B'Shabbos. Chutz Mi Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis. Goin Sakin Shel Shchita Oy Shel Mila. So all of these examples, by the way, I was thinking after I prepared the booklet, I didn't really add halacha lemaisa, too many halacha lemaisa examples to the booklets. You could look it up in the Kitzer books, but they're straightforward. Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis. Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis are those items that are used for one purpose and one purpose only. We're going to spend time discussing the gray areas, but the clear areas are examples like Sakin Shel Shchita, any type of utensil that is used particularly for something that can't be used on Shabbos, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, that it's generally used for Isser or Mila, that's even used on Shabbos Leheter, but it can only be used for Mila because you would be makbid not to use the Sakin Shel Mila for anything else. Vizemel Shel Saparim, Vesakin Shel Sofrim, Shemesakin Behem Hakul Mosim, and the knife of the Sofrim, the scribes, that they use for the cloth. Kivan shemakbid shlo lasos behem tashmish acher. Since you're makbid not to use it for another tashmish, also tatlo b'shabbos, v'afilu tzarech mekoymoy o tzarech gufa. So of course, what's unique about Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis is that you're not allowed to move it at all. In contrast to what we'll spend a lot of time on when it comes to kli shemlachto l'isser, that's mutter to move l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekoma. We haven't defined those terms. L'tzarech gufo means that you need to use it for something for a heter purpose, or mekoma, you need that place. Either way, when it comes to a Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis, it's going to be awesome. Hu adin l'karnen shel basam shemakbid alav shelo yislachlech, says the Ramav. Hu adin kelim amyuchadim l'schora umakbid aleim. So too, when it comes to kelim that amyuchad l'schora and your makbid, so then again, it's Machmas Chisaron Kis. Now, I haven't defined the term Chisaron Kis yet. That is an interesting term. We've ignored it. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get back to the definition. Sif Beis, the Mechaber continues, Kol Kli, Afilu hu gadol v'kaved harbe, lo nisbat lo shem kli menu, lo mipnei gadlo, v'lo mipnei k'tano. That when it comes to a kli that is large, you might be able to move it, as long as it has some purpose in Shabbos. So you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches, v'hu adin even gadol v'kar gadol, m'yesh toras kli aleh, da'haynu shem yuchadim l'tashmish, shari l'taltalan. Even if it's large, you're allowed to be metaltal. Ubekli motor afil ein ragel tatal mosachal mikol makom lo amrinan the pnei kvei dusu kavei la makom. So Sif Beis follows on the heels of Sif Aleph to say even though muktzah machmas chisar and kis, which doesn't have any other purpose, is not going to be considered muktzah if you're talking about something that's simply heavy, but you would use it for other things. So then, in such a case, we don't say, continues the Mishnah Berurah, lo amrinan the pnei kvei dusu kavei la makom umaktzos amidaito l'taltla. That because it's heavy, he was maxed. Then the Mishnah Berurah interestingly adds a chumrah that we're going to come back to later on. Gnira, the imbi mois hachol ha'zoyer melaniyim emekaymai, kedei shalot yipasev et eskalkel. But what happens if you have an item that you're careful not to move in order that it not become damaged? So it's large, it's a kli. The example that some of the posts can give, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn gives of this, it might be in our booklet as well, he gives an example of a brake front. So then that's an item that's something that's not only large, it's a kli, but people would generally not move it because they would be afraid that it would break. Memelo hu bechlal muktzah machmas chisar and kis, that qualifies as muktzah machmas chisar and kis, and it's going to be asur. Okay, so basically, muktzah machmas chisar and kis, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis are very straightforward within the Shulchan Aruch, in contrast to many other diyunim that where we have a complicated mechaber, a complicated ramah, a mishnah berurah, a very big machlokas rishonim. We have none of that here. So it's good for when we have to start shir late. It's a good topic to have discussed. In terms of machlokas rishonim, there's only one profound fundamental issue that's mufurish in the Rishonim that I want you to know that there is a Mordechi who's much more makil than the Ruba de Rishonim. And that's on the first, the back side of the front page in your booklet, the Mordechi in Simon Shin Tes Vav, right towards the top of the first column in the older edition, on page Ayin Gimel, Chutz Min HaMesar HaGadol. So the Mordechi asks, Miu Letzarek Gufa Letzarek Mekom HaMutter. And he brings a raya from Kuf Chav Dal and Amabes. Unfortunately, we're going quickly, so I'll let you figure out what his raya is from Kuf Chav Dal and Amabes. But at the end of the day, the Mordechi holds that when we said a Meser HaGadol, that didn't mean to preclude Letzarek Gufa Letzarek Mekomo. In other words, just like a klisha melachto l'isser is muta l'tzarach gufa l'tzarach mekomo, even something like a meser agadol that Rashi said, you're miyachin makom, you're machbid not to use it any other way, it's going to be usher to move only mechama l'tzel. That's an important term that we have to introduce. Mechama l'tzel, we'll spend a lot of time when we do klisha melachto l'isser, just for your learning, mechama l'tzel is the antithesis of neither l'tzarach gufa l'tzarach mekomo. Mechama l'tzel means not that you want to use that item for a heter, so the example would be using a hammer to open up a nut, and not because you want to sit in that place, but mecham l'tzel means you don't want the sun to ruin it. So then in such a case, that's going to be asr. Says the Mordechi, it's the same halacha that's asr mecham l'tzel, but tzarech gufa, tzarech mekomo, the Mordechi says that it's going to be mutter. As you can see, the Darche Moshe makes references to Mordechi, but this is not, it doesn't appear in the Ramah. And bottom line, halacha lemaisa, muktzah machmas gufa is going to be aser, letzarach gufa, letzarach mekomo. And that's going to take us into the gray area of muktzah machmas chisar and kis. Muktzah machmas chisar and kis is going to be aser, letzarach gufa, letzarach mekomo. The gray area is what qualifies as muktzah machmas chisar and kis. So that's what we're going to, b'siyata d'shmaya, focus on being malabing within the poskim. So let's go back to Rashi. Rashi said, what was Rashi's hagdara? Nacham alehelege Rashi, dahanich kapit alayu, these we are makbid on, u'miyached lohem makom, and we're miyached its place. De'lo chazu l'malacha cheres, that it can't be used for any other malacha. So Rashi seems to give two conditions. Number one, Rashi says that you need to be makbid, that they're makbid, and that you're miyached its makom. your makbid and your miyachid its makom. That's what lechura Rashi is going to say makes it different than klisha melachto leiser. That's what makes it different. So we're going to see that there is a big question of how to define the nature of being that you're being makbid and miyachid makom. Firstly, this is in your booklet as well. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in his Hakdama on page 208, the Mishnah Berurah says when he introduces Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis, he says Chelek Echad, the first category of Muktzeh. That's how we followed that order as well. The first category we're learning is Muktzeh Machmas Chisaron Kis. Dainu Kli Sha'oda Makbid Alav Shelo Yifkom Velo Yiskalkel. It's a utensil that a person is makbid, that he wants to make sure that it's not going to become damaged, nor mikul kal. So Rabosai, that kli, l'chura, from the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah, is that every kli that you are makbid, is going to have a chumra in that it's muktzeh machmas chisaron kis, that you're makbid shelo yifkom velo yiskalkel. Of course, one could be medayik that the Mishnah Berurah did not mention yichud makom. Yichud makom is not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. Rashi mentioned yichud makom. So the question is whether Rashi is dafka or Rashi is lav dafka. The Shar Hetzion in Simin Shin Yud in Sif Katan Yudtes quotes a Beis Meir that the Beis Meir understood that the reason why a purse is not considered muktzeh machmas chisaron kis is because the derech is not to be makbid on putting it in a particular place. So a person might be very well makbid on his purse. He's not mezalzel in it. If there's going to be a hole in the purse, then all of his money is going to fall out. Nevertheless, says the Shar Etzion, I'll read inside, Yutes. Now this is a big discussion how to read the Ramah over there. It's a big machlokas, Ramon, Magen Avram. I'm not connecting that to the broader issue, which we in Mirtz Hashem discuss. I hope to in a couple of shiurim. But just for our purposes, he clearly quotes a Beis Meir. The machmas kisarin kis nikra kol shederech lahakbid uliyachid lo makom kisichiz yariu mizori. That's the example that the Gemara brings from a brisa of those things that are also muktzeh machmas chisaron kis. V'kis hamyuchan maos halo ein derech lahakbid liyachid l'makom v'alkein havedino rak yishar klishem l'achto l'iser. So the bottom line is that when it comes to a purse, you'd be allowed to move it l'tzarech gufa l'tzarech nekomo because the derech is not to be miyachid makom, which leads Rav Derzi, the Shvus Yitzchak, to ask a very simple question. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of it. And in fact, I would add that from the Mishnah Berurah, and this is not my edition, it's Rav Nevenzel's edition, that from the Mishnah Berurah also, over here, you don't have the critical factor of being Miyached Makom. So if you take a look at the Shvus Yitzchak, we'll see that quote inside. The Shvus Yitzchak is in Perek Aleph, Os Aleph, and he says that midivrei Shulchan Aruch on the second line, shelo hitzrich ledin muktzeh machmas chisaron kis, rak hakpada shelo lasos bo tashmin shacher, velo hitzrich sheyakbid liyachid lo makom, mashma delo ka beis meir, it's mashma against the beis meir, shuva b'shar etzion, desfira lei de machmas chisaron kis, nikra rak shederech lahakbid uliyachid lo makom. It seems to be against that beis meir, because the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of that. So if it's something that the derech is for you to be makbid, but you're not miyachin makom, what would the halacha be? So from the Beis Meir's mashma, that could at max be a klisha melachto le'iser. The Rishvus Yitzchak argues that from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma not that way. Anything that you would be careful not to use for any other purpose would fall into the category of mukza, machmas, chisaron, kis. Now notice, we haven't given any svaros of how mukza, machmas, chisaron, kis works. I'm outlining the halachos, all the relevant halachos, and then at the end of this year, we'll try to develop what the svaros are. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, I find this a little bit exciting. On the next page in our booklet, wrote a haskama to the Sefer Shavus Yitzchak. Shavus Yitzchak is one of the most thorough svarim, as well as one of the most authoritative books on Rav Yashiv's position. He was one of the closest to Rav Yashiv. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes a haskama to the Sefer, and then he says that he disagrees with the Shavus Yitzchak's diuk. And he thinks that the Shavus Yitzchak entirely misunderstood the base mayor as well as the Shulchan Aruch. He starts, this is after the Haskama. He says, you were medayik that our Shulchan Aruch made no mention of being miyached makom. V'hineni leheir bazeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I want to be mayor. D'kemokein lo nisker shem b'Shulchan Aruch. The muktzah rak machnas sarn kisu rak b'davar shem lachdo le'isser. There's also no mention that it applies generally to a davar shalach dom iser. Shezeh chashim ma'od ba'achklal dechisar and kis. Because they're generally, the rule of muktzah machmas chisar and kis applies to only things that are malach dom iser. What's his example? He brings out a very important example, the halacha. Sharei beged chashuv, let's say the example we had in the Beis Medrash was a gown, a wedding gown. A wedding gown is also not muktzah machmas chisar and kis. And similarly, there is no mashmos in the Shulchan Aruch that you need yichud makom. That, in, for example, when it comes to a clock, that when a clock that you're makbid not to be metaltel, so there, even if it's malachto leheter, once you're miyachin makom, it's also going to be muktzah. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can't, the bottom line is, he says, you can't make diyukim from the formulation of the Shulchan Aruch. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say yichun makom is not going to be a diyuk at all. And he says that at the end of the day, he doesn't think that one could infer one way or the other from the Shulchan Aruch which way would go. Mesiach lefitumo, Reb Shlomo Zalman, in rejecting that halacha, says two things. Number one, this is critical. Number one is that something that's normally used, it's normal to wear a dress, even if it's expensive, that can't be called muktzah machnas chisaron kis. We know what muktzah machnas, we've ruled out one possibility of muktzah machnas chisaron kis. Reb Shlomo Zalman claims it's a davar pashut, that something that's very expensive, that you use all the time, that's a davar pashut, that would not be considered muktzah. It's very different than the Meser HaGadol. The Meser HaGadol, your miyach in makom, it has a particular place. If you have something that's very expensive, that itself is not going to make it chisar and kis. And therefore the term, I intentionally didn't define the term chisar and kis, because chisar and kis is a little bit vague. It doesn't capture exactly what we're talking about. And at the same time, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, even if you would have something that is melachto is leheter, the melacha is mutter, so even those some Rishonim describe that the muktzah machmas chisar and kis is a kli shemalachto l'iser, which is expensive, which you could explain, the Mishnah and Rashi is saying, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that is not true as well. That even though the words of the examples of the Shulchan Aruch are all things that are malachto l'iser, just like you're not going to be medayik the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say yichun makom, so too, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, you can't be medayik that it only applies to kelim shemalachtam li'isur. Now here, Reb Shlomo Zalman is disagreeing with the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sif Dalid, I forgot to photocopy this for you, but it is quoted in some of the Maror Mekomos that you have in front of you. I think Rabbi Bodner has it here. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is of the opinion that the din of Muktzah Machmas Misarin Kis stems from Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. You have a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser, which, because it's expensive, you can't be metaltel. You can't be metaltel. You generally are not metaltel in Shabbos. That's going to be usher letzarech gufo, letzarech mekomo. The pshat in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav against Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Reb Ben Zion said beautifully in the Beis Medrash as a svara ba'alma, and I think it fits in beautifully with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Reb Ben Zion suggested the following pshat. The mashmos from the sugya, and by the way, it sounds that way in a couple places in Mishneh Berurah. I'll show you in the Beis Medrash where as well. But let's just go Balma. We know where is Alach Hashir, so now we'll just go. It's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav Mefurish in Shin Ches Siv Dalet. So Rav Ben Zion suggested the following: the Isser of Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis is an extension of Kli Shemalachta LeIsser. In other words, Simin Shin Ches, just to add to what Rabbi Zion said, Shin Ches begins with Kli Shemalachta LeIsser. I always tell the guys, Shin Ches has a short Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis, and then you have Kli Shemalachta LeIsser. No, Rabbi Zion wants to argue, Shin Ches starts with Kli Shemalachta LeIsser. But a Kli Shemalachta LeIsser, you're allowed to be Metalta, Letzarech Gufo, Letzarech Mekomo, because you're not going to come Lidei Isser. You're not going to come Lidei Isser, because this item, this hammer, you're taking it now to use to open up your nuts. So then we're not afraid you're going to come to use it for Isser. Litzarech Mekomo, you're taking it out of the chair, so you're not going to come Lidei Isser, and then you're allowed to put it somewhere else. But Muktzah Machmas Chisarin Kis is a Kli Shemalachto Isser that has no other purpose except for the Isser. And therefore, you don't have the Heter Litzarech Gufo Litzarech Mekomo. And you can fit that into the Yichud Makom as well, that it's not normal to use that Litzarech Mekomo. It has its place. That would be the pshat according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shkoach, that works out really, really nicely. Rav Mati told me that he thinks that Rav Shechter Shlita said a similar svara, not necessarily in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, not necessarily Halach L'maisa. We didn't know what the Nafkamina, I didn't hear what the Nafkamina was, but he said that Rav Shechter's Lashon is that Kli Shemalachta L'Isser squared. That's a Lashon. Kli Shemalachta L'Isser squared.
The
Yidura.
That was my Lashon.
Squared. So that's, okay. So this, so Baruch Shekivakta, it's a very, very nice pshat. Now, it happens to be Rav Ben Zion and Rav Shechter Shlita are going to be much more makel than the Masorah that I have from Rav Nevensal Shlita. You know, that's what comes out. Not that you're being makel, but what will come out is that mahalach, as we're going to develop, is going to be a much more lenient type of approach. So again, we started again just to put things back in the broader context of the sugya. The question is whether being miyached makom, you could be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, and whether the Shulchan Aruch. There are two issues that we raised, Rebbe Osef. How we're saying those are two separate issues on the cover page. Number one. Is Yichud Makom a critical factor in defining Muktzah Machmas Chisarin Kis? That was issue number one. And the Beis Meir seems to say yes. That's how the Chavetz Chaim understood the Beis Meir. Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that people mistook the Beis Meir, including the Shuvas Yitzchak. Okay? And he says, therefore, Yichud Makom is not always something that you could be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. Dainu. What does that mean? That the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention Yichud Makom. Could you be medayik the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention Yichud Makom, that it's a critical factor? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. It could be that Yichud Makom is a critical factor, and therefore the Beis Meir stands in his observation. That's number one. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a raya to that, because at the end of the day, he says, you can't be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to a Kli Shemalachto Leheter, like a clock that's not electric, in other words, a clock that really objectively is a Kli Shemalachto Leheter, that if you're Miyached Makom, it's going to be awesome, because in the Shulchan Aruch, there was no mention in Shulchan Aruch of klisha melach the letter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman takes it as a davar pashut, then when you're talking about a klisha melach the letter, then the halacha would be that it's still possible for it to be muktza machmas chisaron kis because you're miyached makom. Miyached makom. Going with the base mayor out of sof. Simply being miyached makom is going to be enough. To which then we pointed out that taka, what Rav Shlomo Zalman was convinced that simply being miyachin makom on a klisha melach to leheter is going to be enough to create the muktza machmas chisaron kis, and therefore Rashi is dafka, that when Rashi says that you're miyachin makom, Rashi is not just simply giving an example of something that's yakar, but the moment in which you're miyachin makom, that becomes part of the operating definition of muktza machmas chisaron kis, to the point that if you have a klisha melach to leheter de miyachin makom, it is going to be muktza. That itself, that observation, the Chura doesn't fit with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav disagrees with that. If you take a look, many of the poskim, both Rabbi Bodner as well as Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, on our Amar Mekomos sheet, seem to formulate it this way as described by the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And that is that when we talk about Muktzah Machlas Chisaron Kis, it's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser that is super is squared, and therefore it's going to be Yasa Letzarek Gufo Letzarek Mekomo. But if I constructed a case where I had something that was a Kli Shemalachto Le'Heter, the fact that I'm Miyachin Mokom isn't necessarily enough to turn it into Muktzah. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. Yes, Ramati.
I think Rav Shechter presented that side of the Chakira that way.
La halacha.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good. That's important clarification. Although, in formulation, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn and Rav Bodner both seem to be in that direction. I'm setting it up because I think Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevinsal, and Yibadol Chaim Rav Nevinsal have a different track, and that will bring us to halacha lemaisa differences within their shitas. Okay. So far, so far, so good. I made a bracha there. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I just clarify one thing?
Sure.
Is Rebbe explaining the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav that a klish malach to leheter under no circumstances could be muktza machmas?
The one exception is omid l'schora. Omid l'schora, and you explained that omid l'schora is unique because it might be close to Isser, because the Rama already said kli amiyuchah l'schora. Yeah, correct. Right. It could be that Rav Shechter might have been quoting the being masber with other shitas, but you could even use it aliba de hilchasa as well. Yefet. Okay. So these are two issues which we're going to see are big issues. There is so first of all, by the way, Rav Nevinsal clearly disagrees with this. Rav Nevinsal in Dibur HaMaschil Kli in the B'Yitzchak Ikari, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, it's Mefurish in the Shmur Shabbos Kilchos, so the question is going to be, what did Rav Shlomo Zalman mean? But clearly, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he understood that Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed with all of the above. In Dibur HaMaschil Kli, Rav Nevinsal says, "V'feirish v'lo ba'ina dafka kli shemalach to l'isser." You don't need particularly a kli shemalach to l'isser. And he says, therefore, an expensive painting, even though it's not a kli shemalach to l'isser, that is going to be an expensive painting, that is going to be something that's aser, because why? V'lechein t'muna yikara shemakbidim shelo letalkel shema tiskalkel avshi kli shemalach to l'isser he muktza machmas chisaron kis. By the way, it's in your booklet. Okay, so that he says it doesn't need to be only a kli shemalach to l'isser, even a kli shemalach to l'heter. I've heard this in many contexts that Rav Nevinsal emphasizes this point, that muktza machmas chisaron kis now is only by kli shemalach to it's also kli shemalach to l'heter. Rav Nevinsal v'amevin yavin has to reread two Mishnah Berurahs. This Mishnah Berurah maybe he doesn't have to reread this Mishnah Berurah. He has to reread the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud. So you'll take a look over there in Sif Katan Yud in the B'Yitzchak Ikare, al pi shitasa, Rav Nevinsal has to be matchik the Mishnah Berurah. On the other hand, there is a raya to the Mishnah Berurah that Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn has to farenfer. Now, it comes out even seemingly mysterious in the Mishnah Berurah, and that is the break front, right? When it came to the break front, a break front is not a klisha melach to l'isser. And we saw that the break front, you're not allowed to move. That's a klisha malachto leheter. So he tries to give an answer. Simcha bunim kohen, take a look over there, tries to give an answer. Especially if I don't have a clear tradition, halacha lemaisa lemaisa from Rav Shechter, I'm going to present a lot from the approach of Nemtzal based on the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. I do emphasize that's Rav Nemtzal's understanding of his Rebbe. You could read the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa differently, but I'm going to continue with this kav, assuming that raya from the break front is a strong raya, and that you see that a klisha malachto leheter also is possible. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohen gives a teretz that might work with your mahalach as well. Ayin Shem. Okay. Tov. Variable number 3. In terms of Muksa, Machmas, Chisar, and Kis, and we're going to see in Svara, it's all going to, these things are going to come back together. Variable number 3, so let's summarize what we have, La Halacha, up until now, before we introduce variable number 3. La Halacha we have, anything that has one purpose, that you're makbid not to use for anything else, is Muksa, Machmas, Chisar, and Kis. Does that have to be Klisha, Malachto, Le'isser? Rav Nemtzal Shlita says no. If it's omei l'schora, then everybody agrees that would be muktzah machmas chisar and kis, and then that would be aser. A break front, also, because you're careful to move it around, so then the halacha would be that one has to be machmir. A photograph. So a photograph, by definition, if it's an expensive photograph, so then in such a case, even though it's a klisha malachto leheter, there's nothing iser about the photograph, it's going to be makbid. It's going to be usher. Why? The reason it's going to be usher is because you're makbid not to move it around. There is an even more stringent opinion about the photograph. Before I get to the third issue in halacha, let me just throw it out there right now, and that is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is of the opinion that when it comes to a photograph, not only a photograph that is expensive, but anything that has yichud makom, the Chazon Ish takes the bepashtus, the Rashi, so literally that he says anything that has yichud makom becomes muktzah machmas chisar and kis. When we emphasize yichud makom, that in itself becomes a value in of itself. Yichud makom itself is going to be aser. The way I just presented the Chazon Ish in Mem Gimel Yud Zayin is the way Rav Nevinzal understands the Chazon Ish. If you take a look at Rav Badner on page 667, he understands the Chazon Ish differently. But what's clear is that there are many who understand that according to the Chazon Ish, even if it's not expensive, Yichud Makom itself is enough. So Rav Nevinzal said, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you have something that is expensive and you have yichud makom, then that's going to be muktzah machmas chisar and kis. What happens if you have something that is cheap? The nafkamina is a cheap picture. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman and Yibad L'chaim Rav Nevinzal will say that's fine. The pashtus of the Chazon Ish is that the Chazon Ish says that's still muktzah. Rav Badner claims not necessarily. It could very well be that even the Chazon Ish would say that a cheap picture would not be. But what Rabbaner's Svara is, you could take a look over there. Okay. Issue number 3, meta issue number 3. So we've discussed klisha malachto leheter and klisha malachto leiser. That's been meta issue number 1. Meta issue number 2 is the hagdor of yichud makom with that discussion of the Chazon Ish. And meta issue number 3 that when comes up, then, yes, Rav
David. I don't know if it's appropriate for
the class. Okay.
Just a clarification of yichud makom. When we're told very clearly that if you don't move it because it's so heavy.
I didn't hear the first part.
If you don't move it.
Who did you quote?
The Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
If you don't move it because it's heavy.
Right.
That's not a reason to make it better than Shulchan Aruch. That's not yichud makom. Right? Why not? What's the difference whether it's because...
No, because you sometimes move it, I thought the Mishnah Berurah says. Afilu ain't a regular taltala. As in contrast, because it's heavy, in contrast to something that has a place. In other words, the Talmidim had a good example, an instrument. The instrument, Except when my teenagers were playing instruments. Then they would throw their instruments out. But most people, you know, when they become young adults, then their instruments have a particular place. So that would be an example of something, depends on the instrument, depends on the person, which then gets into the issue of batel daita, which we'll do separately. But at the end of the day, the instrument has a place. A laptop doesn't have a place. A laptop doesn't have a place. But an instrument has a place. So then that would be the difference between the two. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah is talking about something that doesn't have a place, just you generally don't take it from one place to the next. Yeah?
You keep mentioning that chazron case is something particularly expensive. Is that just because it's usually the things you're machmen on are the things that are very expensive?
Correct.
But theoretically, if there's maybe something that's special value to you, but it's not objectively...
Absolutely. Then, and that's a very, very important point. And why I never really... that's why the Lashon is Sha'adam Makbir Olav Shelo Yifkom V'lo Yiskalkel. The Mishnah Berurah never used the term Chisar and Kis. He says Makbir Shelo Yifkom V'lo Yiskalkel. 100%. Okay. Meta issue number 3 is a halacha in Kli Shemalach Tol Iser, which takes us back to Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. And that's the halacha of shofar. The halacha in regards to shofar generally is that a shofar, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sifkatan Chafhei, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'shofar asa l'taltalo, ki im l'tzar kufa mekoma. So generally a shofar is understood as a kli shemalachto l'iser. And why? Because we only blow shofar l'mitzvah. We don't, and we're not allowed to play instruments. So it's a kli shemalach to l'iser, you're allowed to move it l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech mikomo. The Gemara points out that a shofar could be used, l'tzarech gufo, to be used to hold water. In those days it was used to funnel water, to hold water. So Rav Nevinzal Shlita has a ha'ara, which is not his own, which comes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zetzal. Shofar, it's, you know what, let's see it in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, because I don't want this to be simply Rav Nevinzal's Shitos, that I want you to see this in the broader context as well. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Chaf Ches, Sivkotan Ha'ara Pei, Rav Neuvert, Zatzal quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, V'shamati me'agrashaz, dibazmanenu asa l'talto shofar, gam tzarech gufo omekomo, ki eina omeid el iser bovad. Today it's only used, the shofar is used for only one thing. The shofar is only used to be tokea. And therefore, the shofar has no purpose on Shabbos. If it has no purpose on Shabbos, then you can't move it. Now Rav Nevinzal has his Havana within Rav Shlomo Zalman. I forgot to ask today if he heard this from him directly. Rav Shlomo Zalman... Pshat, Rav Nevinzal assumes, is because it's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. Until Rav Nevinzal came along, I would imagine most people would teach this Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in the halachas of Kli Shemalach Tol Iser. Kli Shemalach Tol Iser is Motot Tzarek Kufa Tzarek Mekomo. Shofar Ramah says it's Tzarek Kufa Tzarek Mekomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman came along and he said that it's also even Shlo Tzarek Kufa Tzarek Mekomo. Rav Nevinzal presents it that because it's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. What does Rav Nevinzal mean that it's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis? Like Rav David pointed out, it's not necessarily that the shofar is very expensive. But the answer is that a person is makbid shelo yifkom velo yiskalkel, in the sense that you don't use it for anything else. You don't use the shofar for anything else. And therefore, there's another Havana in Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. It's not the way Rav Ben Sion said it, Rav Nevinzal claims. And that is that Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis is really a form of something that doesn't have any purpose on Shabbos. It's really Muktzah Machmas Gufay, except we didn't put it in the category of Muktzah Machmas Gufay because it's a kli. And this Ramati said he thought was, if I understood correctly, Rav Shechter's other side of the Chakira. that really muksa machmas chisarin kis is really muksa machmas gufo. Aye, then why didn't it fall into the category of muksa machmas gufo? The answer is muksa machmas gufo are those things that are not prepared and ready, they're not rohui for usage on Shabbos. A rock is not rohui for usage on Shabbos. A rock is not rohui. The fact that a person is going to decide to use it to throw at somebody or so on, so as the terrible joke goes, he has to be making that beforehand. On otherwise, it's going to be muktza. So the rock itself is not a kli. Muktza machmas kli sarin kis is a kli, which is really muktza machmas gufo. That's how one could be masbir l'nias daiti. And that I think is as in at times talking with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, that is Rav Nevin Sal's havana in Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach. One could argue that that is what the Chazon Ish writes in Mem Gimel Yud Zayin. Rav Mati pointed out to me that there are other ways to read the Chazon Ish. Rav Badner, as I mentioned earlier, reads the Chazon Ish differently, but there is, and I did find a Tshuvas Harash that does use Muktza Machmas Gufo in the same sentence as Klisha Melachta Lisser. The Tshuvas Harash is in the last page of your booklet. He says, Elu Dine Muktza, this is Chav Beis Ches, Dibra Maschel Elu, it's all the way on the top. Elu Dine Muktza Machmas Melachton Shuhumut Tzarek Gufo Tzarek Komo Kim Sheesh Lov Taras Kli. V'yesh Davar Muktza Machmas Melachto V'hu Kim Muktza Machmas Gufoi. You have something that's Muktza Machmas Melachto, it's Muktza Machmas Gufoi. V'machmas Chisaren Kis. So the Tshuvas Harash says, I have something that because it's not used in any other way is like Muktza Machmas Gufay, and that's Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis. So it seemed to me that the Tshuvas Harash seems to be a much broader understanding of what a Kli, a Muktza Machmas Gufay is. It's not the way Rebbe Zion had said it. It's the other side of Rav Shechter's Chakir. Now, Rebbe Zion's Pshat and my Pshat are the two Tzadim of Rav Shechter's Chakira. That do you say again that a kli, that Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis is a kli shemlachto liiser, but it doesn't have the hetel tzarach gufo tzarach mekomo because those dispensations don't make sense for a kli shemlachto liiser, or do you say, and memela those are aser, or do you say that the pshat the Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis is that it's considered as if on Shabbos it's not a kli because it has no purpose on Shabbos? Why? Because you don't use it. Normally, it's a kli shemelachto leiser, and therefore you don't use it for anything else, and you don't use it to open up your nuts. Or even if it's a kli shemelachto leheter, even if it's a kli shemelachto leheter, but at the end of the day, you don't move this kli shemelachto leheter around like a picture, like a expensive picture. So then, in such a case, that's turned. The Chazon Ish's language is it doesn't have a shem kli. So you could read the Chazon Ish in different ways. That's debatable. But it seems to me that the Tshuvas Harash says it this way. In fact, when Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn struggles with the question of whether Klisha Malach, that Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis applies to Klisha Malach to Leheter, is it Bizchuto, even though he comes out the other way, he quotes this Tshuvas Harash that it seems to me is closer to our Havana of how Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis works. The Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis is the pshat that you could have a kli that has no purpose on Shabbos, and therefore, as the din of Muktza Machmas Gufo, like the case of the Sakin Shel Shechita. The Sakin Shel Shechita is something that has no purpose, and then vis-a-vis Shabbos, it's not going to be called a kli at all. It won't be called a kli altogether, and then it falls into the category of Muktza Machmas Gufo. L'may nafgamina between the first side of the Chakira, the way I'm explaining, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, versus the way Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say, as Rav Nevin Sal understood, the nafgamina is going to be a kli shemelachto leheter. That's going to be our first nafgamina. Kli shemelachto leheter, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, doesn't apply. It's not in the category of Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis, because Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis is kli shemelachto leheter squared. But if you say the word is, it's a muktzamachas klaren kiss, is that it doesn't have a purpose and then becomes muktzamachas gufo, so then in such a case, that would be nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, here comes the bomb. I'll drop this and then run away. Okay, here we go. The bomb is, what would you say in regards to a smartphone? So, a smartphone, you're not miyachid makom, correct? A smartphone is not like a picture. A smartphone is something that people use, take with them all the time. It's not like an instrument that they take it and they use it and they put it right back to its place. They take it with them all the time. But on Shabbos...
Is that what you mean? It's not like a picture?
It's not like a picture. Oh, what I mean by that? Yeah. That you're not miyachid makom. Very good. No, so you're right, first taught me. So, it's not like a pic. It's not like a picture, because you're not miyachid makom. It's not like something that you use and you put it right back, and you're makbid shalol eskalkel v'chule. But at the same time, on Shabbos, it has absolutely no purpose, depending on what type of smartphone. Dahainu, the smartphone that I'm looking at right now, I can't see the time. My phone doesn't have the time on it. But there are, I would imagine, some phones that do have some type of functioning on the screen all the time. If you had a smartphone that shows the time all the time, you probably need a strong battery to do that. So then in such a case, maybe it does have a purpose even on Shabbos itself. Or you could argue alarm. Yesh lodun. Whether an alarm, maybe it does have some purpose. Yesh lodun. But let's say we're talking about some type of item that you take with you all the time. Not miyachid makom. And it's not even clear that you're so makbid shalol, not shalol iskalko. So in such a case, I asked from them itself today to affirm. I think 10 years ago, this is what came out when I learned this with Rav Ami when we were discussing this. Came out from Neven Sal Shita, and he affirmed this today, that he thinks that in such a case, it's a din muktzamach l'tzarach kis. You can't be metaltal, even l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach mekomo. Why? Because that comes from his Rebbe's Mahalach. When you have a shofar that doesn't have a purpose... A shofar that doesn't have a purpose, even though really it started off as a klisha malachto l'isser, but if it has absolutely no purpose except for the purpose of isser, so then it, and once upon a time, a shofar served a purpose. You could move it l'tzarach gufo. So he understood that when Rav Shlomo Zalman Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa said, you can't move it l'tzarach gufo and l'tzarach mekomo, that's because it has the din of muktzamach mas b'sarin kis. Now you could have understood differently. You could have understood that a shofar becomes like a rock. The shofar becomes like a rock. So that might be in regards to a shofar that is not, that there's room to call it a rock on Shabbos. A phone that's clearly a kli on Shabbos itself, then you could have said is only a kli shemalachta l'isser and mutter l'tzarach gufo l'tzarach mekomo. Nemetz al pi this mahalach holds differently, and it's all talu on these two chakiras which start with how you read the relationship between klisha malachta l'isser and muktza machmas gufa. Hayotze midvareinu, as a summary, b'siyata d'shmaya, l'kulei alma, everybody agrees that those kalim that are used l'isser and not used for anything else, they have a place, they have a particular place, so then in such a case, then you wouldn't be allowed to move it, tzarach gufa, tzarach mekomo, as per all the examples in Shulchan Aruch. Question is whether Shulchan Aruch is dafka or the Shulchan Aruch is lav dafka. Then that has two nafkaminas, whether Shulchan Aruch is dafka or lav dafka. Number one, could you deduce that the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you have something that you're not miyached makom, that he holds that automatically, once it's expensive, it'll automatically be muktzamach mas chisaron kis, or is the hadar of yichud makom critical? So we saw that the base mayor has a kula, and the base mayor says that yichud makom is absolutely critical. The Shvus Yitzchak says the base mayor is wrong from the pashas of Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can't be medayik that from the Shulchan Aruch, because he brings up the idea of an expensive gown, And he points out even further that he says you could also be medayikin from the Shulchan Aruch that would only apply to a klisha melachta l'isser. And that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says the davar pashut that applies to klisha melachta l'heter. So we pointed out that even though Rosh Hashanah Zalman thought it was a davar pashut, and Rav Nevinsal also points out it's a davar pashut, and Rav Nevinsal has to be matchik sifkat and yud that we never read inside. Sifkat and Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, take a look in Rav Nevinsal's Ha'aris. At the end of the day, we saw that he holds no, that even if you have a kli that's shmalachta leheter, if at the end of the day it doesn't serve any purpose on Shabbos, so then in such a case it would also have the din of muktza machmas b'sarankis. What's the yisod of that machlokas? So we explain what the chakira is. Once you have that possibility that it could apply even to a kli shmalachta leheter, so then in such a case, there's room to argue that those kalim that are malachtam le'isser, but have no purpose on Shabbos, then that would also fall into the category of muksa machmas klisarinkis. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said halfway. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that by shofar, that shofar doesn't have today, that the tzarek gufa tzarek mekomo. Rav Nevinsal Shlita understands that once he says that it doesn't have the heter tzarek gufa tzarek mekomo today, then that falls into the category of muksa machmas klisarinkis. If that's so, then Rav Nevinsal is much more machmir when it comes to a kalim shemalachtam le'isser that don't have any purpose on Shabbos itself. If they have no purpose on Shabbos itself, so then in such a case, then they would have the din of muktza machmas chisarin kist. Most poskim don't assume that. Most poskim, Rav Badner and Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, don't take it as a davar pashut that applies to klishim lachtel iser applies to klishim lachtel heter easily applies to muktza machmas chisarin kist. There's a couple of exceptions, one by Schora, the other the breakfront. Those are exceptions. But the general rule of thumb is that you have a klisha melachta le'iser particularly, that those things don't have the heter of tzarek gufa, tzarek mekomo, because they're so expensive. So you have those things that you already miyached makom, those things don't have the heter of tzarek gufa, tzarek mekomo. But something that just doesn't have a purpose on Shabbos itself, that doesn't automatically mean that it has a din of muksa machmas chisarnkis. And therefore, according to these shitos, the halacha would be that one would be allowed to move a phone and so on, because you're not miyachin makom the phone. There's no yichud makom. So then in such a case, then one would be allowed to move them, letzarech gufo or letzarech makomo. Yes, Rabbi David?
Can't you always, if we're talking about not something like a portrait that you leave on the wall and you wouldn't use for anything else, even though it's machmas hatter, but like, can you always use something for a mutter purpose, like a paperweight?
Very good. So we're going to discuss paperweights. I think that's an excellent point. I'm glad you raised it. With everything I just said, it has to be kept in mind that we were assuming that the phone is only used as a phone and all of its iser purposes. It happens to be that I underline with my phone.
Probably test the fact that, I mean,
most
people who are older probably would treat their phone with a little more respect.
Right.
But closer
correct
generation, like guys like toss their phone and
right. And the phone is just used for many. Another example, you could check your tefillin on your phone, right? Even without turning on the camera, just by the reflection. Or I imagine there's some women that do their makeup on their phone without turning on any feature or something like that. Right. Okay. So that. Playing with it would be an interesting question before. So, Eina Hanami, I think that's a very, very good point. You're 100% right that Rav Nevinsal only moves things for what they're meant to be moved for. That's just, you know, I remember just I was young when I was Zocha to be in Tar Vadas. I left Tar Vadas when I was 18 years old, but I was Zocha to watch, hear a few shmuzin from Rav Pam and watch Rav Pam from a distance. Whenever Rav Pam moved something, it was with such deliberation. I remember just as a child watching him close his siddur. He would close the siddur softly, and then he would kiss it softly, and then he would put it down on the shtender next to him. Everything was done in a thoughtful, deliberate way. So people who are like that, they're not likely to play with their phones, and they're probably for their tefillin. They're more likely to use not the way Shmuel made fun of me that I enjoyed so much. You know, to use so they're more likely if they're going to check their tefillin, they'll check it with a mirror. They're not going to use something like that. So Einachanami. I think in our generation things might have changed in this regard. And I think when I asked Rav Nevensal that question, he was talking about looking at a phone that's used only as a phone, or a smartphone being used only. Actually, I didn't even use the term smartphone. I just said telephone. But Einachanami, it's a good point. So therefore, the halakha, each one of those items need to be addressed separately. Good. Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, Monday, what we will begin is Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. You already have some Mar Mekomos. And the beauty of this limud is we're going to continue to go Keseder, the Tur Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch. And then we will have to skip around. As we get further into Shinches, then we'll start skipping around. But for the next while, we'll go as follows. This topic is a straightforward topic, except for this, the above struggle. I think Muktzamachos Klisar and Kis is straightforward.
I mean, except for the right now, but the first side of the Fakir, according to.